Okay, Sunday night, Dvar Halacha. As a follow-up to yesterday's drasha, we're going to talk about the love of Losisna Sachicha Bulbavecha. The Rambam and the Chinuch Shita is that that you're over the love if it's only belave, but it's not expressed. Other Rishonim argue, but the Rambam and Chinuch, I think, are very accepted Shitas. There's not really that much of a nafkamina. Why do I say that? Because even if you express it, you might not be over the lab of losisna, but you're over the asay of v'ahavta l'recha kamocha, which, you know, being over an asay is an aveira. And usually, although not always, but usually, if you think about it, you're probably being over losiko v'lositor also, especially if you think you have a reason. If it's an aschinon, so then you're not over losikam of losita, right? You just hate the guy's guts. But if you're doing it for a reason, so you think you're being more frum and more justified, but more likely than not, adarabba va adarabba, if you think you have a reason, you're probably being over losikam of losita. The reason, what would be the rationale for the Rambam and Chinuch Shita that you're over the lav only if it's only belave? So one would be the way we explained it yesterday, that it's probably a misunderstanding, and if you would talk, you would clear things up. That's a reason for it to be that way. Another reason is that if you know anything about such inyanim, so when it's inside of you, it just boils and boils and boils, and then one day you just explode with no warning. The pot just explodes. So, and that's not a good thing. But if you talk, then it's like taking a cover off a pot. At least you let some steam get released. It's not a pressure cooker. That would be a second reason. And a third reason is that the fellow doesn't know what hit him. So he doesn't know. You could be choresh olav ro. It's like a particularly bad midah if you have tainus on someone and he is unsuspecting and he thinks like you're his best friend and he's your best friend and he's walking around and he doesn't know, he can't guard himself from you. So those would be three reasons why for the Rambam and Chinuch's view of the lav, that it's only if it's only belave. What does sinna mean? So many sources say that sinna's, the way the Gemara at least defines it, it's not really a definition, it's a sinan. If, you know, ain't medaberim or gimel yamin, you have a neighbor, face, his kid spilled some garbage on your mirpeset, you pass him in the hall, like you can't talk to him, like you're so angry at him, because you said to him something, and he said, oh, come on, it's only kids. So you're angry, and 3 days go by, and you don't talk to him. That's sinna. That's sinna. 3 days without talking, or without saying good Shabbos, or without saying good morning, how are you? Because you have a tain on him, that's sinna. That's one simen of not talking 3 days. And another simon is that if something bad happens to him, and everybody here is going to be very shocked, but it's okay, you just don't have to admit it, but you feel some twinge of satisfaction if something bad happens to him. That's not an uncommon feeling. A twinge of satisfaction, we'll call it. So that's the definition of sinna in many sources. However, there is an orachayim. I don't know if lahalacha this is accepted. I don't know. The Rechayim HaKadosh on Chumash, on the Pasuk of Losisna Sachicha B'Levavecha, says that any chilling of relations is considered sinna to be over this lav. He says that's why the Pasuk says Losisna Sachicha, the stress on the word Achicha, is that anything that makes him less of an Achicha, less of an Ach, is already sinna in the Loshen HaPasuk. Really, if you go back to your Chumash, and you see, Vayar Hashem ki snua Leya, and that's for sure, Yaakov did not hate Leya in any sense of the word, but there was a chilling of relations, right, because of Rachel. So there was a chilling of relations from what the relationship could have been, or should have been perhaps, and it's not for us to say. Al Kaponim, though, I hold that's a starker makor, that in the Lashon HaPasuk, to the Rechayim, who says of a Farish and on the Pasuk of the Lav, it's a Sharka Makor, I hold, that that's the Lashon HaPasuk of Sinna, even a chilling of relations. And certainly if the Rechayim's right, and you, if that's accepted, halacha, it's really something to be very nizar from. You could be soimich on the kula, maybe, of the Rambam and Chinuch. So at least tell the person that you have a resentment towards him, or her, because it's by a spouse also. You have a resentment, and therefore you at least won't be able to laugh. You might be able to see kol, but at least you won't be able to assist them.